Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect.
And just like that, we're back on the air. Welcome back to yet another Carefully Reckless episode with your girl, Jess Hilarious. And I think now we can say Dr. Jess. I be fixing people's mess and they be updating me on their situations. And I haven't gotten a lot of people. I haven't even gotten a handful of people, and you only got 5 fingers. I'm sorry. Shout out to people who have less. You only got 5 fingers. You're supposed to have 5 fingers on one hand, and I haven't even been able to count on one hand yet. Well, the point is, I haven't had more than 5 people that said I couldn't help them, and that's what I love, you know? So we're going to jump right in. Now, somebody wrote this. Y'all know I hate it. I'm going to tell y'all every episode. I hate when y'all write versus sending in voice notes, because then y'all don't know how to spell, child. But y'all stories be so good. So I be trying to help y'all piece it together. Anyway, here we go. Hey, Jess, I love your show. So happy they're not deleting your podcast like they used to do us when we first started. Damn. Now it's time to fix my mess. I've known Mark for 16 years. Damn, bitch, you just going to say his name. Okay. All right. You've known Mark for 16 years. I've always loved this man. However, when we met 16 years ago, I didn't think skinny dudes like thick girls like me. So I initiated a no strings attached relationship. So you real quick, I'm going to comment on that. You said I didn't think skinny dudes like thick girls like me. So I initiated a no strings attached relationship. How you going to thank for another man, first of all? You going to thank for another person? And you let the fact that you thought so much into what this man's preference is, who didn't even tell you what his preference was, that you initiated a no-strings-attached relationship and you knew that's not what you wanted. Don't we bend over backwards and stupidly for men? And don't even have to half the time, because that nigga ain't never tell her that. All right. Over the years, life took us different ways, but I love this man. So every holiday, every birthday, every year, I would text or call him. 4 kids later, on my end, with a failed relationship, Mark came back into my life. 2021, I did my normal Thanksgiving text, and I was shocked. I received a phone call, and we spoke for about 2 or 3 hours. I was excited, but I didn't expect anything of it. A month later, he calls and asks if I could do his taxes. I'm sorry, that's funny as shit. Girl, you first of all, can you do my taxes? Girl, please. And now, you know that was his way back in if you really don't do taxes. If you ain't no damn accountant and you don't work at TurboTax or for TurboTax or nothing like that, he only hit you. That was a segue into talking to you. He just wanted a reason to hit you. Girl, I ain't asking nobody to do my damn taxes. Fuck that. I agreed. And next thing I know, he keeps coming around. Every week, every off day, like clockwork. I got to know a little bit more about him and loved everything about him. He made me feel safe and bought out my feminine energy that my ex took away from me. No, that you allowed your ex to take away from you. Can't nobody take your feminine energy. And I made a mistake. You didn't allow him to take it. You gave it to him. He couldn't have took that shit from you. That's a mind thing. You got to change that mindset. Change up that narrative. Not that I need a man to get that out of me. Exactly. I'm glad you said that. Let me just read and mind my business. So after hanging for 6 months, he moved in. Oh, all right. Yes, I opened my home to him. Cost to live is high as hell. Okay, convenient and affordable. Now, we have been living together for 6 months, so I asked him about us becoming official. Oh, wait, y'all ain't even official? Oh, yeah, well, you just said y'all moved together because both of y'all were struggling, basically. He said no because he just came out of a relationship and that he isn't ready to make us official. That hurt. But I felt we just continue to be us because we are indeed doing everything a couple would do. We got a house together, planning businesses together, and planning to go on trips. Y'all planning to do all that together, but but he's still hurt from his last relationship. Girl, these jokes write themselves. Ain't no way. All right, so he wants to treat you like a girlfriend, wine and dine you like a girlfriend, move in like a boyfriend or a /fiance husband or, you know, full-time father and all that. Y'all want a playhouse, but he don't want to give you the satisfaction of a title or making it official. Oh, God, let me just finish. He helps with my kids, and I love it. Just recently, we spent Valentine's Day together, had a blast, 5-hour massages, a photo shoot, and an expensive dinner. I popped the question if he thinks we can make us official. He said no, because he not ready. And I'm like, what's the difference in what we're doing now that we can't make us official? Now I'm lost and confused and scared. Not sure if I should walk away or stick with him, because other than that one thing, there is no red flags. That's the only red flag you need, boo. He's committed to me in a way. I don't see him cheating. It's just me, work, and the children. I'm not sure what to do. After listening to a few podcasts, I figured I should just consider us as dating. Neither one of us want to lose this friendship we have developed. A friend of mine told me to just allow things to go the way it's going, but I'm an overthinker, and this makes me feel like I must not be good enough for him. Just please help me with this mess. I want you to stop it right now, because you said something that I did not like, girl. I want you to stop. I would pop your fingers like a little girl, like, ah, because you should never, ever say, but I'm an overthinker. No, you're not. Now, there are such people as overthinkers, and yeah, but you're not overthinking in this situation. And I hate that we constantly try to tiptoe around as women. We try to tiptoe around what we feel because we're not used to getting it. So it seems unusual for us, or we may be seen as doing too much because we really over like a person. When it's not over liking, I just really fuck with you, my nigga. I really like you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now, if you don't like me the same, that's on you. I can't control that. That's only for you to know whether you like me back the same. That's only for you to show. And I'm going to see it. I'm going to feel it if you do. You feel when somebody fuck with you. You feel when somebody love you, and you feel when somebody don't. You feel when somebody is only fucking with you when it's convenient for them. Listen, as women, we feel everything. Whether we want to or not, we feel it. We're forced to feel shit sometimes, and then we're forced to just sweep it under the rug sometimes, and then we're forced to just keep on going and act like nothing ever fucking happened. You are not an overthinker. You like a man. You want something out of a man. And y'all been dealing with each other far too fucking long, in my opinion, for him to still be talking about, no, I just got out of something, and it will get the fuck out of my house. How about that? You can still be a friend from a distance. You ain't got to live with me. Get the fuck out of my house. I'm going to say it like this. Well, maybe you'll say it nicer because that is your friend at the end of the day. Please remove yourself from my home. We cannot fuck like that, you know, unless you want to keep on fucking them or, you know, having sex or whatever you want to do with this man. Yeah, you know, because we have sexual needs as well.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He wouldn't have access to me like that. He wouldn't. I'm sorry. And then he didn't already been around your kids and all of that. I can only imagine what your kids think. This is my mom's boyfriend, right? Because you said you don't see him cheating. You ain't in no relationship. So if you go cheat, that ain't cheating. And I think that's what he wants to be able to use. That's why he will not tie you down. You know, that's why he won't lock you down. He won't just give it an official, you know what, let's go ahead and make this happen. He still got something that he don't want to miss. He thinking he gonna miss something out there. I'm telling you, I've seen this a lot. You ain't the first person with this story. You brought him around your fucking kids already. I don't know how old your babies are. God bless them. You know what I'm saying? But I really feel like he's too fucking close for comfort to not be your man. You understand? He's too built into your life. How the fuck he live with you? Is he paying bills? Is he going half on shit? You understand what I'm saying? Ain't none of this shit free, man. If you ain't paying me with your love and some money, you better be giving me some fucking money. I don't give a fuck. Friends don't stay with friends for free all the time, especially if my ass is struggling. If you're the friend that's struggling and I'm still trying to help you and I got my own kids, nah, you're going to have to bounce, baby. So I advise you to don't walk, baby, run. Put on them fucking skates and roll the fuck on out. Because I don't agree with Mr. Man over there. And that's just that. I want you to keep me updated. Keep me updated, babe, because that just pissed me off.
If you love me, you'll listen to this commercial, and then we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
And moving on. Oh, we got an audio. Very good. Here we go.
Jess, I done tried to send like 50-11 voice messages, and I don't know if I'm just coming off too nervous, but I gotta kick it to you like I feel like how I know you. And that might sound crazy, but just let me go off of what I'm makes me feel comfortable. Anywho, my name is like I said, I've been living in Baltimore for 26 years now. I moved in Cockeysville, and I was probably one of 50 to 60 black kids out there. And I met someone from Philly. Her name is Dan, and she was 17. She's 3 years older than me. And me and her instantly became like sisters. And during that time, I met her younger cousin, who was 3 years younger than me. Her name is Bri. So me and Dan are close, like... That's my bitch, my sister. Right now, her contact has a heart with a key. That's my bitch. I am in love with my friend, like as a friendship love. I would die for this woman. Her kids are my nieces and nephew. I love this woman. Okay, so was always like a little cousin to me. I know the entire family. I call their family how they call and present their family. Grandma is grandma. You know, aunt such and such, you know, such and such. Anywho, so we're very close. So for the past maybe 8 years, consecutively, every day we have a group chat. And I named the group chat, "These hoes are loyal. Those are my bitches. Like, we'll go to war. Lay down my life for these bitches."
All right.
So, you know, life gets serious. And it was just tough that we were... you know, see each other at sad events, funerals, things of that nature. But we will always come around for, you know, good events as well. You know, baby showers, graduation, such and such. We always saw each other. But we as a three never really got to be, you know, together and go out. So we planned recently, 2 weeks ago, to go out. And we was going to have some drinks in White Marsh. We up at the Avenue. We spent... 263, I'll never forget, 263 or some fucking lemon shots, lemon drops. I'm a dark liquor drinker. Thank God I didn't drink it that day, but I'm still fucked up. I took 21 shots, I'll never forget.
God damn, bitch.
In the midst of all of us, we sitting there crying, we're talking about how much we love each other. He's telling me, you know, I'm so happy. You've been involved in our family for so many years. You know, I love you like a cousin. Like, we're really, like, embracing sisterhood, loving each other. Everybody's complimenting our relationship. And we're just having a wonderful fucking time. So, let me backtrack for a second. I have also a cousin named Bri. Both of our cousins, me and Dave, both of our cousins, gorgeous. Both b****s are fucking gorgeous. They're both the same age. They never were in the same friends. I never questioned it. I just assumed, you know, they have different friends. So maybe about 4 years ago, they has a party, a 90s party. So b**** says to me, "I don't know why your cousin b**** doesn't like me." I didn't think anything of it, but when I sobered up, I mentioned something to my bro about it. And my bro is the sweetest person. She don't usually, you know, get wild, but if need be necessary, she would. And she said, She knows why I do not like her. She never cursed, never called out her name. She said, I stepped to her when we were in high school, asked her if she slept with my boyfriend. She said no, and I left it alone. And that was it. Okay, so I'm about to be everywhere, and I'm so sorry. You probably be like, you know what, fuck this shit. I ain't fucking with this bitch.
Nah, you good. Go ahead.
Okay, so cousin, last year, me and go out bar hopping. And in the midst of us bar hopping, I'm so drunk and I'm so drunk, I look at and said, damn, you look just like is her aunt. And I said, damn, you don't even look like a, which is her mother. As I'm looking at you, you look just like, I said, you know what would be funny? It'd be so funny if it's a family secret that is actually your mother and the was not. I didn't notice that she had gotten uncomfortable after I said it. I was oblivious. I was drunk as hell.
Wow.
Calls me the next day and said, why did you say that? Although you didn't know, always speculated that is really her mother.
Damn.
Because she always asked about her birth father and she never got any answers from. Okay, so now I'm feeling like shit. This is something that I never knew. She doesn't know who her biological father is. She senses that her aunt is actually her mother. Mm. Like, these are things I never knew. If I had known that, I would have never said that out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. And even told me, she said, yeah, I've never seen pictures of pregnant, and there was never a baby shower for. So I speculate the same that could be mother. Anyhow, so after that happened, there was a shift. Did treat me a lot different. She was a little snappy. She would say little jabs here and there. Mm. But I know the bitch has a smart ass mouth, so I would let shit slide. And also I knew because I impacted her in a way where she cried so bad. So I let little shit slide here and there. Okay. Now fast forward to 2 weeks ago. So we're all out drinking. After we're leaving, we're heading out, and she said, you know what, it's just so crazy how that bitch doesn't like me. And I said, what bitch? She said, your cousin. I said, what cousin? She said, and then that's when the fumes started, because why are you bringing up my cousin? It was no need for her to bring up my cousin.
Yeah.
Nobody said anything about anyone in my family. So where did this come from? And now she's drunk as shit. So I'm, okay, let's talk about this. Mm-hmm. I said, why are you bringing up my family? She was like, oh, I just want you to know that I was just, you know, I was effing her N-word. I don't say the N-word. I was effing her N-word back then, and I'm still effing him now. And that's when I lost it, Jess. I mushed this bitch. I took my shit off. I said, let's fight. We in the middle of White Marsh. I'm trying to fight this bitch. Long story short, I was embarrassed by my actions, because I could have waited till we was away from fucking White Marsh and we was actually somewhere else, and I could have beat the shit out this bitch. Mm. But my is sacred to me. 10 years ago, she was in a coma. Like, don't know what happened. She was in a coma for 6 months. Out of the 6 months, I was at the hospital every night with her for 5.5 months. And I had to go home because my girlfriend was missing me. But anywho, during that time, I was suicidal. He saved my life, just. So when that situation happened with the other, I was ready for war. And to this day, I'm still ready for war. Because I feel like I can never forgive for bringing up my cousin.
Yeah.
Unless I fight the bitch.
Yeah.
So after it was all said and done, contacts me the following day and with a lengthy text stating that she was embarrassed by my actions, that is not a threat to me, that I could have easily whipped as any other time, that she is a state official. If someone would have recorded that and posted online, she could have lost her job. I get that. I get it. And one day I will apologize to that bitch for that part right there. But,
girl,
bitch, are you checking your phone? You know what? Okay. So yeah. My question is, what should I do now? Would you savage? Because I love this bitch. I love her to death. Mm. And I'm actually hurting the fact that I don't speak to her anymore. So would you savage? Like, would you try to reach out? Like, what should I do? I'm everywhere, Jess. I'm sorry. Let me light this blunt.
You know what, girl? It's fine. It's okay, babe.
Hold up. I know this shit getting good, but listen to just a couple seconds of a commercial. If you love me, you'll listen.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good at your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
Listen. I see that you're a very passionate person about your friends and your family and people that you do love, and you're a very loyal person too. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we can be loyal to a fault though. You get what I mean? Because we're so loyal that we expect other people to be as loyal to us as we are to them. And I'm afraid that your friend, she ain't like you. She cut from a different cloth, obviously. Let me tell you something. What you did, you were not wrong for. Maybe you could have handled it another way, but you reacted not inhumanely. You reacted naturally. When somebody is coming at your family and you close with your family, whether that's a friend or not, nigga, this my family. And then liquor was involved. Nothing happened that day that I didn't expect to happen or that don't need to be expected. She lied about fucking the nigga. Well, she lied to your cousin back in high school probably so she wouldn't get her ass beat back then and then end up getting her ass beat now. Yeah, that's what happened when you lie and you be sneaky and you fuck somebody, you fuck on somebody's man. And when they come to you, woman to woman, as cliche as that sounds, but when it comes to you and you lie about it, and then later on, you want to get drunk and admit it, and I'm talking about brag about it, bitch, you getting dragged. And you should not be dragged as the person who dragged her ass by your fucking friend, by nobody. You did well within your right, what you thought was right for your peoples. You know what I'm saying? Now, like I said, it could have been handled another way, and I think it would have been handled a different way if y'all wasn't drunk. Now, I don't even think Shorty would have came out and said that shit if she wasn't drunk. Nobody just voluntarily wants an ass whooping. And listen, if you know you goddamn small and I can fold you up with one hand, bitch, you better learn how to talk to me. You better learn how to not talk shit or go get in some self-defense classes, because your mouth can't, like, your mouth got to match your hands. You feel me? If you're a bitch with the hands, you got to be a bitch with your mouth. You can't be The Rock with your mouth, but Kevin Hart with the hands. Like, what the fuck? What are we doing here? What are we doing? It has to match up. If you know you can't fight, shut the fuck up. It is what it is. Unless you got a hitter with you. You cannot run your mouth and just say anything you want to say. And then when somebody put their fucking hands on you, you go cry wolf. And then you got people calling me that's close to me. I honestly feel like, because this hurts you so badly, because I can hear it in your voice, like this is your friend that is kind of not turning on you for this other bitch, but like, kind of came at you. It was like, you're coming in defense of this bitch when I'm clearly telling you what happened. And yeah, don't you ever apologize. She don't need no fucking apology. That bitch don't need no apology. She knew she had that fucking job. She knew she was a state official when she told you she fucked that bitch's nigga, and she's still fucking him to this day. Fucking, I'm sorry, not to call your cousin a bitch, but you know what I'm saying. She told you that. She got what the fuck she asked for. It is what it is. Because I know she didn't expect for you to start talking shit about your cousin with her. Like, the fuck? Girl. And then that's not a big flex, because who the fuck want they nigga from high school? But that shit don't matter. And I'm still fucking him, okay? And I'm pretty sure your cousin is somewhere with somebody else that's treating her right and not fucking another bitch behind her back. I mean, if he is, then okay. But I'm just saying, your cousin dodged the big bullet. Because she ain't with that nigga no more. So it is what it is. I really feel like you should reach back out to your friend. I think y'all should go somewhere quiet and calm and talk about it and express your hurt. Don't make it about you want her to be your friend again, or you want us to get back to where I want us to get back to how we was and all that. No, express your hurt, but express it in a way so she can hear you. You know what I'm saying? And she can understand and she can listen. And it depends on her response. If she gets defensive, you're not being a friend. You're not being a friend. She shouldn't make it about herself. You know, if she try to flip it, make it about, yeah, but you, that's not a friend. You and your friend is grown apart. And that happens too. I understand you love these girls, man. But like, some people grow apart. Some things are not important to others that are important to you. You know, and I always have a thing, you know, where I say, if you grow past your friends, it is time to go your separate way. I'm not saying you can't fuck with them no more. Yeah, but you can love people from a distance. You just have to evolve. And if your friends ain't growing with you and evolving, everybody don't evolve the same, but if they're not evolving or even following a path or, you know, trying to better themselves, the goal is to always be better. You know what I'm saying? In some type of way, just personally for yourself as an individual. If they're not doing that, man, you got to leave some people sometimes. And to me, that friend was being very petty to call you and get on your case about beating that bitch up. So I want you to get back with me. I need this update. I need this fucking update. All right. And I know you left so abruptly with your message, like, cause you had to light you a blunt, baby. I'm about to go do the same thing. Sometimes that is our best therapy. That motherfucking ganja. All right. Just make sure you ain't smoking it out of a backwood, baby, because I heard that fucks your skin up, all right? And we got some great melanin, well needed to be touched and tampered with and all fucked up. And just like that, we come to the end of yet another Carefully Reckless episode with Dr. Jess, and I'll be fixing your mess each and every Wednesday and in my deepest pan voice. Peace.
Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts,
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.